Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last week when LeBron James came out and said Donald Trump is using sports to divide, which he is, and I think you really have a tough time arguing the other side of that. I mean, you could say the players started this, but, you know, usually adults finish it. They don't continue things on. You know, two wrongs don't make a right society in which we live, and I'm not saying anybody's wrong or anybody's right. I'm just using it as an example. You can draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, I don't say wrong or right, but there's somebody that won't finish stuff.
Yeah, there's somebody that won't finish stuff. Like, some people just won't let things go, right? You know, Donald Trump happens to be one of them, right?
He likes to get the last word.
He really does. Unbelievable. And so last week when LeBron James said that, which he is using sports to divide. I mean, when you get up there and you say, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bleep off the field right now. He's fired. I mean, that to me is, you're continuing it on. You're continuing to use sports to divide, because that was a divisive speech that he gave last September down in Alabama. And every time he speaks on the national anthem, it divides us even further. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, it forces people to pick a side. And when you force people to pick a side, you're dividing. You're not uniting. And politics and leaders are supposed to unite. They're not supposed to divide. A nation divided will not stand, I think, is what Abe Lincoln said, right? Am I right? Was it Abe Lincoln? Am I attributing that to the right person? A nation divided will not stand. Well, we're a divided nation right now, and there's a lot of things you can divide upon. You can divide upon politics, you can divide upon money, you can divide upon wealth, all that kind of stuff. You don't need to be dividing when it comes to sports. And it happened again over the weekend with our president and his Twitter at 10:30, 10:45 at night East Coast time, where he's firing out tweets about LeBron James and Don Lemon, saying LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. And I mean, like, that right there, that's the tweet. That's something that a child does. That's something that, you know, somebody who's not the most powerful man in the world tweets out. That's something that somebody who is on Twitter, known as a troll, tweets out. Not somebody who's in office, who's an elected official, who's supposed to be uniting the nation and bringing everybody together and trying to, you know, make things good in this country, trying to, you know, try to bring people together, not try to divide. That's a divisive tweet. That's using sports. And so last week I received an email from somebody, Josh, that said, you know, I can't believe you're talking politics and you're blaming Donald Trump for all of this, and, you know, stick to sports. And, you know, as much as I would love to sit here and just stick to sports, we're at a spot now where that's no longer possible. And it's no longer possible because of that quote, because of that, you know, they should fire the SOB. And so when that happened and when that went down on that Friday night in September, to me, the cry stick to sports is no longer possible. I can't sit here and stick to sports, because sports now transcends into politics. Sports transcends into life. Politics transcends into sports. Life transcends into sports. It's all become one big thing right now. And
because we had that beauty for a long, long time.
Very long time.
Sports was the escape.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's now it's just part of it.
But now it is.
Just part of your everyday whatever.
Right. I mean, with social media, with YouTube, with the internet expanding the way that it has over the last, you know, two decades or so, we're now in an era where we know everything about our athletes. Maybe it was better in the 1950s when you didn't know Mickey Mantle was getting boozed up on the train and passing out in left field or whatever he was doing, or Babe Ruth was drunk, or, you know, some of these guys that were playing back in the day, you didn't know what went on. You didn't care what went on in their personal lives, right? It's like, you know, you just didn't know. You watched them play the game. They played for nine innings. They played for four quarters, and boom, they were on with their lives. You were on with yours, and we were able to keep things separate. But that's not the case anymore. We've evolved as a society. We've evolved as, you know, a country to the point now where we like to see what our athletes do. We like to get to know our athletes. We like to know them off the field. Well, sometimes you get to know things maybe about your athletes and your politicians that you don't want to know about, but that's part of the deal. You have to take everything into account when you say you want to know more about your athletes. And so when they stand up for certain causes, when they, you know, when they champion certain causes, that's going to be one of those deals that you just have to accept. And if you're the president of the United States, I mean, to be attacking LeBron James at this point in time makes absolutely no sense. A few days after he opened a school in Akron, Ohio, for 240 students, that's going to provide free tuition. It's going to provide free breakfast and lunch and snacks, free transportation, a free bicycle and a helmet, access to a food pantry for them and their family, guaranteed tuition for all graduates to go to the University of Akron. I mean, like, what LeBron James did last week is one of the most spectacular, stellar things of all time. And the president of our country, instead of praising LeBron James for trying to help kids break the cycle, is out here taking shots that he's stupid and that how he likes Michael Jordan. What are you, nine? I mean, what do you, how could you possibly find fault? And I know LeBron is no saint either. He's attacked the president as well. They've had their kind of peeing matches back and forth over the last year or so. But when somebody opens a school for 240 kids in an underserved area of Akron, Ohio, to help kids try to break the cycle so they can, you know, be set up for success in life, the president should be praising that person, not out there saying that he's dumb and Don Lemon made him look smart and that's not easy to do. I like Mike. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me to have a reaction and have a tweet like that. My mother always said, if you got nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I think President Trump should have followed that situation with this one.
That's no longer a thing either.
No, it really isn't. No, not at all. Not at all.
He's a Hall of Famer now. Oh, by the way, you can check out Bob's piece at 610sports.com. Keep sports and politics apart. I think there's a chuckle, right?
Well, we try.
Just can't do it anymore. So you can check that out, 610sports.com or via the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.